This is horrible. But then you get this. That's a little bit better. Actually, I like that a lot. Then there's this. I like this one a lot, too. But then it all just reminds you that it started with his.
Everybody's got to start somewhere.
That's a Depeche Mode for our friend Drew. Drew, how are you?
I'm very good, Michael. Thank you. I heard you mention Depeche Mode and me yesterday when you had Dave Harb in the studio.
That's your band, isn't it?
I do like them a lot. I would put them in my top 10 or 15 artists of all time.
Oh, yes, I thought if you asked me, I thought you would say, I would say for you, U2, Depeche Mode. That would be, that's what I would think.
Oh, no, no. It goes U2, I'm sorry, Beastie Boys, U2, Green Day, and then everybody else.
Ooh, Green Day, huh?
Green Day.
Yeah,
remember last time he was talking about Depeche Mode, it sparked off the battle of karaoke against the two shows.
That's true. Sorry. Can I play this song for you? I love this song. Oh, I got to fast forward a little bit because it's getting awkward. This Depeche Mode song. You know this one?
Not
this
sure.
Is one of the only cassette singles I ever bought in my life.
Cassingle.
A cassingle. You know this song, Drew?
Oh, that was heroin addicted Dave Gahan, the lead singer. Yeah, that's when he was kind of mad and back in track.
That made me want to do heroin. Heroin. If you're gonna write good songs on heroin, if you're not on heroin, you're right. Just can't get enough.
Yeah,
just can't get enough. Anyway, in addition for my natural enjoyment of Drew's entertainment, we're having him on the show today for another reason, which, by the way, has its own theme music. You want to hear that? Here we go.
Definitely.
We got ourselves a little bit of a legal situation. This unfolded late last night as I remembered that it was Spanish's birthday and I had to get up from bed and go to Walgreens to buy him a card.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Spanish, that should say a lot. That should say more than any gift that
that's
I got you.
True,
that I got up out of bed, drove to Walgreens, bought you a card, and then came back and bought you a star online.
Thoughtful card, and you bought me a star, and the whiteout will be much appreciated.
That dude just got out of my desk.
Yeah. It's all right. It's all thought of.
I got in the car, and I drove over to Walgreens and asked the Amazon with Mo.
Right.
And just as I was about to change the channel, they were like, let's go to Drew. And I said, well, let me listen to this for a second. And Drew, you were live, but not on remote equipment, were you?
That is correct, Michael. But before we get into this, if you don't mind, I have three conditions under which I will give you the exclusive on what transpired last night at Pin Chasers as 102.5 The Bone presented Bone Bowling Night, as we do every Wednesday.
Now, I have been tempted to go out there on Wednesdays, but I have to get up so early. It hurts. I want to know. I know a little bit of the details because I was following along, but I don't know. So what are your grand stipulations? What do we need to do before we can get the exclusive?
Okay, three conditions are, number one, I'll give you the radio station group that is involved, but I would like to reserve the principals involved, the radio stations and the radio people, for Drew Garabo Live today right at 2:00, if that is acceptable.
Oh,
okay.
I think so. I'll be tuned in.
All right.
Perfect. Number two, while we are discussing the details of what transpired last night involving the police and Pin Chasers, I don't want Spanish in the studio. I don't even want to hear him.
Oh, happy birthday.
Why Spanish?
Man, I got my reasons. I would just rather not even hear his voice, to be perfectly frank with you. I don't want him to be a part of this conversation. And if you choose to decline, that's totally fine. But I have no interest whatsoever in interacting with you guys while he's in there.
Wow. Why, though? Do we get to know why?
He doesn't want to interact with you.
Do I get to know why?
Galvin, I think it's pretty clear to anybody listening why I can't have a guy taking cheap shots at one of my guys like he's been doing since Friday. We haven't talked off the air or anything. There hasn't even been a text message, and I have zero interest in talking to you guys.
Haven't taken cheap shots.
I thought they sent flowers.
And I texted John last Friday.
Oh, he is not going to respond.
He's not even acknowledging
you. Tell Drew that I texted John.
We want to hear the rest of this. Beat it.
Yeah, you guys work out your own beef. You can go sit in the Bone TV room. Drew, if you're watching Bone TV, you'll see Spanish has left the room.
Yep.
I am. Perfect. Thank you. And number three, then, would be connected to number two, and that is that you allow me to be in Martin Gramatica's corner at the Punch Out.
Oh, I like it.
Oh, I shall allow that. Yeah. Oh, who wouldn't want to be with a right. kicking champion?
Yeah, I would love to watch that that curly-haired Adonis pulverized and brutalized my former friend Spanish into dust.
All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, Punch Out number three happening at Janice Live August 25th in St. Petersburg, where the only match confirmed right now is Spanish versus Martin Gramatica.
Very interesting, too, because now you have Drew in former Bucks kicker Martin Gramatica's corner. And you have former Buck player Ian Beckles in Spanish's corner.
Oh, that is very interesting. That is very interesting.
Buck versus Buck.
Yeah.
All right. So now last night you're at Pin Chasers like you are every Wednesday.
Yeah.
Do you bowl? So,
yeah. Oh, yeah. I definitely bowl. I love bowling. I've bowled ever since I was about 6 years old. My granny used to live in Largo. Shout out to Oak Crest Mobile Home Park on Olmerton. She taught me to bowl on Largo Lane, so I've had a lifelong love affair with bowling.
What is your high score, lifetime high score? What is it?
I was fortunate enough to bust a 213 once. Oh. I regularly bowl anywhere between like a 150 and a 170, but there have been a couple times where I've busted a deuce, which is not crapping in your pants, but bowling over 200.
I got to tell you, I think I could stick with you probably a little bit better at bowling than I could with tennis. He destroyed me in tennis.
Really?
Yeah, you know who's good at bowling, though, is John Brennan. John Brennan's
That's
a good
true.
Bowler. Yeah.
Bowling is one of those things where it's kind of like golf. I'm terrible at it, but I'll do it every once in a while.
Yeah.
I don't care. I'm not trying to get better. Just want to have fun.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
A whole lot of fun, always, right? So, I love these appearances at Pin Chasers. You guys know how many times we get wrangled into doing appearances that are, quite frankly, as exciting as watching paint dry, but yeah. We do them because we love people who listen to this radio station. Well, Pin Chasers is not that way at all. I absolutely love it every single Wednesday night. We get a great crowd. Pin Chasers is a great partner of ours, etc. So, I'm there at Pin Chasers. We do our first call-in with Dom at about 8:15 or so, and we do it on, and I'm going to keep this as easy as possible to not bore everyone listening even more than I probably already am. But there's a piece of equipment that we use when we're out on location that allows us to remotely connect with the radio station, and in that equipment, there's a Verizon little plug-in thing that allows us Wi-Fi and access to the radio station. Does that make sense to everybody?
Yes.
Yeah, and the reason we do it is because that way it's through a microphone, and it sounds much better than just calling in on a cell phone.
Exactly. Calling in on a cell phone is so 1990s radio, and it sounds horrible. So we use this equipment so it's smooth. I can interact instantaneously with Dom and to a lesser degree Mo, and it sounds clean. So we get our first one done.
Okay.
Now, while we're doing this, there's a bowling challenge or league, I guess a league taking place between some guys from a podcast called The Pewter Report and a group of guys from, I'll just say, from iHeartRadio, one of our competitors. They are formerly known as Clear Channel, okay? Now,
well, that sounds like a bunch of fun up bowling league with a bunch of sports nerds. Go ahead.
Exactly. So the Pewter Report guys, by the way, have always been nice to us. Super cool dudes, whatever. The iHeart guys are first photographing Ryan Hoppe and Big Kev, who's done some work for you guys. They're photographing them at our table. So, you know,
how homoerotic is that?
Yeah, I don't know why they'd be doing something like that. So Ryan approaches the guys and said, "Why are you taking our picture?" And they said, "So I can show it to Mike Olivero." One of them, I guess, knows Mike Olivero. So, okay, whatever, guys, for sure. We're all here to make a paycheck. You're here on our night. Great. Do what you do. So let's fast forward then to the second call-in we're about to do, approximately 9:03 p.m. I know that because it's in the police report. That's foreshadowing.
Ooh, so, I'm in the car, by the way, just by chance, listening.
Right. Yeah. And so when I go to interact with those guys at 9:03, I see that it says disconnected on the little Comrex machine. And that doesn't make sense to me, but sometimes there's a glitch and we have to call back in, whatever. So Kevin and I look at the machinery, and the Verizon plug that is vital to us reaching the studio has been removed and taken. Like, it's gone. The little piece on the back of the thing is gone. Now,
wait, can I jump in here for a second? This is set up, like, how far away from you guys? Like, why isn't somebody keeping an eye on the equipment, or do we not need to, or what's the deal there?
That's a great question. There is always someone watching machinery. However, we did a giveaway last night where we went lane from lane, seeing who would make the most noise for some Yuengling t-shirts and stuff like that.
And I saw that on Instagram, thanks to Ryan Hoppy.
Yeah, so Hoppy was Facebook Living that, and Kevin got up to just make sure, you know, throw out the t-shirts and whatnot. So sure. The table was left unattended for maybe 2-3 minutes, maybe. So we see that thing is missing, and immediately it's a radio person that did it. There's no way anyone from the general public would even know how to get this thing off of the broadcasting equipment. No one who would have any reason to do so. No one would have any use for this piece of broadcasting equipment, right? So we immediately know what's up. We, like, these guys from a competing radio station group saw our back turn for a moment, saw that the table was left unattended.
Already taking your pictures.
Right. Already a little bit snippy, and they're from a couple of different radio stations within that group. So I don't want to confront anybody before we have any proof, and I know that Pin Chasers has security cameras everywhere, and I mean everywhere. So,
well, Dom pointed out yesterday on the show that that Pin Chasers would most likely have cameras everywhere for liability reasons, because, you know, people are carrying bowling balls, they're running around. If they fell, they'd want to have as much evidence as possible. So once he said that, I was like, oh, they got this guy.
I would assume they have them there, so if you say you bowl a 300, they can tell whether you bowl. You're not getting free shoes, or I don't know what they do for
socks,
bowling.
Socks. Okay.
Right. Obviously, anyone with an IQ, say, over 100 would know that there would be security cameras everywhere.
Right.
So I go to the general manager there, Ethan, and I say, hey, man, listen, here's what happened. Can you guys take a look at the security camera and just and tell me if you see anything? Here's what time it happened. In the meantime, Kevin approaches these guys and says, hey, did you take our stuff? And, of course, they indignantly deny everything. So not even a minute or two later, general manager comes out to me and says, yep, it was this guy right here.
Oh, man.
Fingered him.
Got him on tape. Well, I didn't like him that much, Gavin, but we got him on the camera stealing your equipment while one of the other guys was kind of acting as a horrible lookout, you know, looking one way and looking the other to see if anyone was watching.
What a bag of pussies they are.
What?
Steal our equipment. Now, this is steal. Now, look, radio station rivalries notwithstanding, these guys don't compete with us. These guys aren't. I'm not going to say they're not on our level, but they're not on our level. There's been no animosity between us and them. There's just no reason whatsoever.
Put it this way. When I found out last night the names of the people involved, I'd never heard of them before. And I love radio. I could tell you who Orlando is. I could tell you who Jack and Ted. Like, I can go around all the radio stations and tell you the key players at each day. I have no idea who these people are.
I honestly couldn't have told you one of their names before last night, and even after I had learned their names, I had never heard any of their names before ever. So clearly doing a great job. So, you know, we find that the guy did it. Kevin gives them a chance to give it back. They decline. They say they didn't do it. I call the cops. Call Tampa Police Department.
Now, this is where Drew and I differ, and Drew being the better man. Because in my mind, and this is wrong, but in my mind, once I have video evidence that this guy did it, I can go beat his face in. Like, I would think, well, we got it on tape.
Police get called for a different reason.
Yeah, like, I would just go over there and choke him out until we got our piece back or whatever needed. Now, you're a better man than I am. I'm not saying that that's what you should have done.
Proper procedure.
Yeah.
Right. No, I don't know about a better man, but it's a great song by Pearl Jam. However, the police arrived within a couple of minutes. And the cops come up to me, and they said, is there a rivalry between your stations? I said, not that I'm aware of. They
even
said,
if there was. Yeah. Is that so? Well, under Article 1410, radio rivalries, you're allowed to steal from the other one.
I believe it's here in Section B of Radio Zoos.
Yeah, like, what would that even matter for?
I don't know. Maybe motive. I have no idea. I have no idea. So they said, look, what do you want here? Do you want the piece back? Do you want to press charges? I said, I guess if they give us the piece back, then nobody needs to go to jail.
Oh, why? Butt rape in jail.
Well, here's the thing. If there's a missing piece of equipment, I know that Ryan and Kevin are going to get in a lot of trouble, and I would rather have those guys get that piece of equipment back and then deal with the fallout from a civil perspective.
You are the much better. I would have beat the guy in the face, ended up going to jail, and would have bought him the new piece of equipment out of my own money. That's. But I'm glad you did the right thing, Drew. You did the right thing. I'm just saying, I need to start making adult decisions. Go ahead.
Yeah.
So the cops are there. You tell them, get me my piece back.
Right. So the cops walk in with me. One of the cops goes to take a look at the security footage, immediately turns back around and starts walking towards these guys.
Now, this is Tampa PD or this is a sheriff? Or, okay.
Yep, Tampa PD. Two responding officers responded ridiculously quickly. Very nice and professional gentlemen, and I couldn't have a nicer thing to say about them.
Good.
But the best part is, after the dude watches the footage, he goes to his partner and tells him, they go to move towards these guys from iHeartRadio. The guy who stole it starts to make a beeline for the side exit.
Oh, he tried to elude.
What?
Dude, he is race walking like he's at the Countryside Mall, 7 o'clock before the door's open.
High speed walk chase.
High speed walk chase for the side doors.
So wouldn't it be great if they stunned him?
Yeah,
I wanted it. I wanted it. I wanted to see him turn around and go for his waist and see him get shot right there in front of her. But so he's race walking, cops behind him, dude starts walking a little faster, cop goes into a jog, catches up with the guy, and sure enough has a conversation with him. The guy reaches into his pocket, pulls out our piece of equipment
that
iHeartRadio stole and gave it back to the police officer.
Now, I'm going to be totally honest here, and I'm not trying to be like, I don't even know who this guy. I don't know who the guy is. I don't know what shift he works, what station he works at. I'm sure you'll find that all out on Drew's show today. I do know what he looks like. Now, I would imagine that they would fire him today.
I would think that not just he, but the other gentlemen who, after the fact, not only were not contrite about this, Mike, these guys were such dicks that I asked the officer, can I change my mind about pressing charges? Now,
the guy who stole it
didn't apologize, still never apologized for it. The other guys afterwards, two of the other guys apologized to me, and we had somewhat of a civil conversation after I verbally annihilated them and let them know how Bush League what they did was. But the guy who took it never apologized. No contrition from these guys. In fact, it was the opposite. Why are you guys messing with us? Well, we had nothing to do with it. We didn't even know. Blah, 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 blah. It was disgusting behavior by these individuals.
I feel like we should set some sort of time limit on this thing before we unleash the Kraken.
Real quick, though, so what did the police officer say when you said, can I change my mind?
He said, you can't do that. The minute that you told me that if you got it back, you wouldn't press charges, you can't press charges. But there's nothing that prevents us from going after them civilly for tortious interference of a business practice. And to be perfectly frank with you, it was completely disruptive of our appearance there. I didn't get to bowl with any of our listeners. We never got to do our second call-in because we didn't have our machinery. The whole night, it was a distraction and an unfortunate interruption of what is always a fun time at Pin Chasers. And that's really, other than the theft and the dishonesty and them being dicks afterwards, the worst part is the people who were there to bowl with us and have fun with us didn't get the experience that they came out there for.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, we have a lot of fun and we tell fart jokes and we do this stuff, but this is a business and Pin Chasers, is paying for advertising. They're paying for the appearance. And
yeah,
that is certainly, now this is a reflection of us that we weren't able to provide them the broadcast that we said we would because these jerk-offs stole our equipment. I don't even know where to start this. So let me tell you a little side thing, okay? Pete, sure. My friend Pete, told me the other day, Pete does a lot of business with other radio stations sometimes, and we have some friends over there. I worked over there for years. They had a new vehicle. I don't even know what station it was, but an iHeart station, but they had a new vehicle, and Kim, who works over there, said that somebody covered one of the vehicles in the Mike Calta Show stickers. And, but can I tell you, though, that's completely disrespectful to me. There's one guy I hate in this market, and everybody else, I'm like, whatever. But I would not do that. You know, you go by and you maybe somebody put one on the pole outside their radio station so they have to see it every day. Like, that's different. But, you're talking about the paint job on a car or a wrap or whatever. I don't have that in me to do, certainly to them. So when I found out about it, which was some months later, I just found out about it last weekend, I sent Kim an email and I said, hey, I just heard about this and I just want to let you know that I not only did I not have anything to do with it, but I would never even ask my listeners to do it. I just don't believe in that kind of thing. That's ruining people's vehicles, and I'm not into. I wouldn't want anybody to do that to us. And
starting problems where there aren't any.
Right. And, yeah. Especially right. them. Like I like them now. You know. Right. And she wrote back and said, "No, we didn't think it was you. You know, no big deal, whatever." And was totally cool about it. But I felt bad enough to at least, since it had my name on it, to send her an email and apologize, even though I had nothing to do with it. So we do have that kind of respect among each other in this business, whether we work for the same companies or not. And clearly, we are dealing with a novice, a nobody in that building. And I think that the only thing that they should do to I would you know how you said. If they give it back, he wouldn't file charges. I say if they fire those two guys, then we let it go. But if not, then they should proceed with their lawsuit.
Yeah, I can definitely understand where you're coming from. I think to maybe go a little step further, one of the guys there, these are not a bunch of part-timers we're talking about. One of the
or
guys
let me fight them at the punch-out. Sorry, go ahead.
That I like. But yeah, no, one of the guys is a program director for one of the radio stations.
Oh, come on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, like, you want to tell me that you had nothing to do with it and you didn't know and that you were checking the score of the game coincidentally at the table while your guy took that thing? It was a disgusting incident. It's embarrassing. And I know that nobody from Cox Media Group, Tampa, or anywhere else would do anything like this. And I am shocked, appalled, and disgusted that that representatives of iHeartMedia, by the way, on their league bowling night that they tweeted about, that they can no longer attend because they've been trespassed from that location.
Yo, they did it to themselves.
Yep, they sure did.
Oh, man. I'm telling you right now, just like I emailed iHeart and said, hey, sorry about those stickers there. If I found out Hoppy came and he was like, I put them all over iHearts. I'd be like, you better call them and pay for it to have it fixed or whatever you'd have to do. Like, I would be mad at him. And then I wouldn't want to have anything to do with him because he made me look bad. They should fire that guy today. They should fire him today, yeah. Which he'll immediately be blackballed from radio, at least in this market.
Right. And just think about it for a second. If that piece of equipment is over $300, that's a felony charge. So this guy goes to jail and has a permanent record because he idiotically stole a piece of unnecessary equipment. And why? So that I couldn't do a call-in from my appearance that I'm there on behalf of my radio station while you guys are bowling there representing your radio station? Insanity, man. Just disgusting.
You know, and I don't know this guy, but I'm looking at a picture of him now. He is one fancy pants looking. He's got some big old chiclets in there. I this is your situation. So you'll handle it the right way, the way you want to handle it. But I want to go into nuclear mode now and make his life miserable.
By the way, let me just throw this out there. A standard Verizon Matrix, according to Google, is $319.95.
Ooh, just over the felony mark, too.
Mm.
Yeah, and instead of being grateful that I didn't press charges and that guy wasn't going to jail, he was just giving me this just dickhead looking smile, and he above all should have been apologizing and kissing my ass, and instead those guys still chose to be dicks. One of them even came up and said, hey man, I had nothing to do with that. I said, great, good to hear your guy did, so I don't know what you want to get out of this. And then he stormed off indignantly.
Oh man, I know the one guy has kids. The other guy looks like he might like guys, I don't know, but the one guy's got a kid. Okay. And yeah. It'd be a bad day to get called in the office today and be like, well, we're going to have to let you guys go because you embarrassed the company and like, put us in a felony situation.
What in their mind did they think they were getting out of this?
Great question, Carmen.
You know, cool.
The
end game.
The end game is cool, guy, because they're not them interrupting your broadcast is it can't help them at all. We don't, like you said, we don't compete with them directly. So what are they? They weren't trying to. Hey, now look how cool we became. Oh, dude!
Just
this is not an FCC violation as well. Like, I mean, I'm pretty sure that interfering with another radio station's broadcast violates several FCC regulations, which could get their whole ownership group, iHeartMedia, in a whole lot of trouble.
Yeah, I would imagine. Also, the fact that they came over and took pictures and they're like, "Oh, we know Olivero," just shows you like they're. They were trying to do something. You
yeah,
know what I mean? Like,
they started it.
Yeah.
Yep, exactly. We're there to have fun with everybody, man. We have people from other radio stations come out every once in a while. It's always friendly. The great crowd, Pin Chasers, is always an awesome atmosphere. And to have something like that disrupt one of our great bowling nights. It's disappointing, man. I can't believe that someone would be so bush league as to do something like that.
All right, so what will we find out today at 2 o'clock on Drew Garabo Live? Will we find out names, places, story? Yeah. I mean, I'm going to be tuned in here today.
Yeah, I'll give you all the deets. I'll tell you who these guys are. I'll tell you how it ended. Because something did happen at the end there that I found rather interesting. And I'll tell you who these guys are and what radio stations they work for.
Do you want their phone numbers?
Yeah, if you don't mind texting me, that'd be great. I'd like for them to get on my airwaves and apologize to everyone who didn't get to hear me do my second call-in with Dom and Mo last night.
And also, possibly an update on where we're at as far as legal proceedings.
Yeah, exactly. I would like to find out as well, because I will tell you, Dom being Dom, he was there within 15 minutes at the end after the end of his show just to make sure that all the I's were dotted and T's were crossed. He was great.
Oh, I love that. All right, well, listen, I'm sorry I had to have your night ruined by these... by these hacks.
Hooligans.
Yeah. I will, I'm going to sit back and I'm going to wait until you give the order. I'm not going to do anything. Right. I'm not going to say any names. I'm not going to, you handle this whatever way you like. But if you're like, you know what? I just feel like we're not getting to where we need to be. That's when we come in.
We unleash the Kraken, as you say.
Yeah. Because I got so many things I would like to do. And again, not unleashing them towards iHeart. Just narrowing it down to these two douchebags.
Correct. Yes, absolutely. And thank you very much for allowing me to give my conditions and to talk to you guys about this.
I kind of like that Spanish is not here. Like, I think this show's been better for the last half hour.
I've enjoyed it. It's flowed a lot more smoothly. No interruptions. And nobody took shots at my guy, John Spenning.
Does John know that we like him?
John is John's cool with you, man. You really went above and beyond, Mike, yesterday to reach out to him, to reach out to me, to reach out to Seth, and we all really appreciate that. Carmen and I even talked yesterday in the office. I really appreciate both of you guys. It meant a lot to me, and
we're always cool. Like,
exactly. That goes without saying. Yeah. No, John Senning has a lot going on right now, as I told you in text yesterday, and it was frustrating to me and extremely disappointing that, you know, some four shows later that someone still had an axe to grind with him for being sick, you know?
It's a shame. I sent flowers to John yesterday, which he told me he took home and put in a vase, and that made me very happy.
He did, yes. He was very happy about that. That elicited the first smile that he had this week.
Will you... come to the next WWE NXT event that happens in St. Petersburg?
Will I?
Yeah, because last time I went, I had a really good time. And while I was there, I had such a good time, I bought like two rows for the next show, which is in, I believe, in a couple of weeks. And my idea was that we'd take John and Dennis and all those kids who love wrestling and Seth, and we'd all just get really drunk before we went.
I love it, and here's why. Number one, I'm really becoming not interested in the wrestling itself, but the wrestlers, because we've had a couple of these guys in the studio, and in fact, we have Samoa Joe in the studio today.
No, today?
Yeah. Can I come? Samoa Joe's coming in. Yeah.
No way.
Hey, yeah, we've got him, and then we have Tyler Johnson on the phone this afternoon to talk about
it. Very nice. So, his $5 million a year contract.
Yeah, no doubt, right? I mean, that's almost my Calta money.
He's getting there. A couple more goals, and he'll be there. I might have to come by today and meet Samoa Joe.
Dude, bring it, man. You know you're always welcome in our studio, not like Spanish.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't come with Spanish, I could tell you that. All right, well, listen to Drew Garabo today at 2 o'clock. In addition to Bowling Gate, you got Samoa Joe, who, Drew, I know you probably didn't watch. You didn't watch Great Balls of Fire, did you? Drew?
Oh, they stole his phone!